Hi, this week the question is, do television evangelists represent true Christianity? I want to begin by reading a news article which appeared on WSB Radio website on the date of January 16, 2008. This is an Associated Press article. Quote, court officials say the 80-year-old leader of a suburban Atlanta megachurch pleaded guilty Wednesday to a charge he lied under oath. Cobb County Magistrate Frank Cox said Archbishop Earl Polk of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit at Chapel Hill Harvester Church was sentenced to 10 years probation and a $1,000 fine for the felony charge. Polk turned himself in to authorities last night after a warrant was issued for his arrest the previous day. The charges stem from a deposition Polk gave as part of a civil lawsuit by a former church employee who says she was coerced into an affair with Polk. End quote. Now, this man who calls himself Archbishop Earl Polk is not a representative of true Christianity for at least four reasons. Number one, he wears a religious title of Archbishop. Now, if you do a search for that word, you will not even find the word in the entire Bible. And there's a reason for this. Archbishops are not from a divine source. If archbishops came from God, they would be mentioned in the Bible. And since they're not mentioned in the Bible, where do you think they came from? Jesus said this in Matthew 23, verses 6 through 10. They love the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you're all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. Here, Jesus is strictly forbidding the wearing of religious titles which would exalt one member above another. Television evangelists like Earl Polk do not represent true Christianity because, number two, they use their position to commit acts of evil. The Scripture says in 1 John 2, verse 3 and 4, "Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Again, the Apostle Peter writes about false teachers and describes them in this way. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14 through 19, the Bible says, "Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices, and they're accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray. They speak great swelling words of emptiness. They allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. They themselves are slaves of corruption," it says. Now, this is a description of television evangelists like Jimmy Swaggart, Earl Polk, and others, men who claim to be teachers of the Bible, who use their position to entice women to commit adultery with them. They're not true Christians. They're not representative of true Christianity. Television evangelists like Earl Polk do not represent true Christianity because, number three, they use their position to enrich themselves. The Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5, "For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness." Covetousness means greed. The apostles did not use their position to enrich themselves. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, "Some are men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself." This passage is saying that some men see preaching as a way of enriching themselves. This is wrong. Neither the prophets, nor Jesus, nor his apostles used their position as religious leaders to enrich themselves. Jesus was so poor that he didn't even have a place to lay his own head down at nighttime, Matthew 8, verse 20. The apostles were all poor men, according to 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10. The singer Ray Stevens wrote a song a few years ago entitled, "Would Jesus Wear a Rolex on His Television Show?" Mr. Stephen saw the hypocrisy of television evangelists who claimed to be preaching for Jesus, but living nothing like Jesus. When you see a preacher like Creflo Dollar, Oral Roberts, Jimmy Swaggart, or Earl Polk, or others driving luxury cars, living in luxury houses, wearing expensive jewelry, why, you can rest assured they are not representative of true Christianity. Television evangelists like Earl Polk, they don't represent true Christianity because, number four, they do not preach the truth of the gospel. Listen to the message of men like Earl Polk, and you will never hear them tell people what the apostles told people. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38, the Bible says, "When they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.'" You will never hear most television evangelists tell sinners to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Billy Graham never taught anyone this. Oral Roberts never taught anyone this. And neither did Earl Polk. True gospel preachers preach exactly what the apostles taught. In Acts 2, verse 42, the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. There are probably other reasons that could be given as to why television evangelists don't ordinarily represent true Christianity, but this is enough. If only one reason was given, that would be enough to prove that you need to stay away from these shysters. Don't send them your money and don't support their churches or their broadcasts. Jesus said this in Matthew 15 and verse 14, "Let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Mr. Earl Polk's church is called the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Mr. Polk is said to be the founder of this church, according to the news story. Well, there are two things to notice before we close. First, Mr. Polk is indeed the founder of this church, for the Lord did not found it, nor is the Lord behind it. And number two, Mr. Polk's church may be a cathedral of a spirit, but it is not the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with the sinful practices of Mr. Polk that he's been participating in. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.